Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm Tommy Bong. He's Danny Topes. We don't know where Johnny Buds is, and this is The Stash. I might have forgot to tell him about this episode again.
Oh, Skip, he'll skip on in here whenever he gets a chance.
Yeah, Skipper will be here in a few. We don't know. He might be running a Sonic right now. Who knows? Skipper!
Yeah.
So, bro, another week. How you been?
Oh, man, it's been an interesting
It has been, bro.
It's been a fun one, man. How have you been, bud?
Let's just say I've been better, and you know, like just hearing the news of a old friend passing kind of just brings your whole week down too, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, no, it does, man. Sorry to have been the one to tell you that, but that's where we're at, I think.
I mean, I'm glad you did tell me, bro. I mean, I haven't talked to her in, I want to say, at least 10 years or so, but still, there's a lot of good memories back in the day and shit, and that's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, since I found out, man, a lot of the things that I've been doing is reminiscing on major life-turning experiences that I went through that she was there, and, you know, these are friends. These are people we've known for 20 years, you know?
Do they know what happened? Like, I know it was a car wreck. I get that, but, like, did the other car fall asleep? Did somebody drive them crazy?
No.
Was there alcohol involved?
I'll get that down. They said that alcohol might have been a factor, and that she...
On her or on...
On her side.
Damn.
But... Damn. That alcohol might have been a factor, and she was riding her motorcycle, and it went into the wrong lane and was hit. Didn't die on the scene, but passed away in the hospital.
Okay, well, the news thing had it a little mixed up, I think, because they said that she died instantly.
Yeah, no, that wasn't the case, but yeah, it's... Sad situation all around. Definitely pray for the families. And
yeah. Well, I mean, I've known her brother since we were in middle school together. Like, I've known Josh since the sixth grade. So it's...
Right. I knew her since seventh grade. Yeah, her seventh grade year. So, I mean, that's...
I didn't meet her till I was in high school because she was a few grades below me.
Yeah, where we went
but
to the same middle
one of the,
school.
She was a cool chick.
Area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I knew who she sort of was. Like, I knew the name, and, like, I've seen her before because I knew her brother and shit, but, like, I didn't kick it with her until we got up in high school and shit.
Yeah, and I think you were a junior by the time she came in. So, I mean...
yeah, I think I was.
Yeah, because you were a grade above. Yeah, so, yeah, you would have been a junior her year coming in. And, yeah, we went to the same middle school together. We were all in the same, like, friends group back then. I actually have a picture from the holidays around Christmas, and it was at the middle school we went to, and there was, like, a group photo where all of, you know, our little friend group, and, man, I was 8th grade at the time, so, yeah, I mean, I was, like, what, 14?
You had those little blonde tips in your hair, didn't you?
No, I had a shaved head.
I thought you had the blonde tips then, or was that freshman year?
No, that was many years before. Yeah,
okay. That's the first time I remember, like, meeting you was then. Like, we didn't kick it or nothing like that, but I remember, like, seeing you, you know, like, somebody's like, hey, that's Logan or something, you know. Maybe the bus
something
like that.
Little brother. Yeah, it was usually I was always known as Tiffany's little brother until I started causing enough mayhem of my own, and then
you know, that might have been, bro. Honestly, it might have been Tiff because I knew Tiffany before I met, like, actually kicked it with you.
Yeah. Everybody knew Tiffany, and it was always, you know, freshman year was like that. You know, oh, that's Tiffany's younger brother, and then I got into my own shit, and people were like, oh, you know, he's you know, he's brothers to Tiffany, right? Crazy how that happened. Yeah.
I honestly, I don't, yeah, I'm guessing when I remember you, like, knowing you by name and being like, oh, bro, I've seen this guy around all the time, it's probably my sophomore year of high school, maybe? You would have been a freshman then? Or?
Yeah, I would have been a freshman year. I didn't, like, come out of my shell until about, you know, freshman year, where I transferred to a lot of different schools and been kicked out of different schools. I didn't really, like, make friends with a lot of people. But at Castle Dome was the first year I actually, like, really sat down and made, like, friends. And it's funny, is I'm friends with most of them to this day. And
shout out to Castle Dome, bro.
Yeah. Giving children enough life trauma that they can't fucking ditch their friends.
Do you remember the principal, bro? Like, the way he dressed? He always tucked in his shirt. It looked like he had, like, a half a stomach or whatever. Like,
yeah,
the
no,
way
very
he
well.
Tucked
I remember
in.
Him. Yeah, I remember him trying to expel me over, like 7 or 8 grams of weed.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean
trying
to expel you, bro?
Yeah, I know. They were, like, he was pushing for, like, the board to, like, do full, you know, expulsion. But I had never been in trouble at that school yet, so, like, I was kind of, like, you know, I got a little warning. But funny story about that was I was in woodshop, Mr. Chavez's woodshop class. And, there's a certain cunt that I was actually friends with. And she asked me, can I use a pencil? I said, yeah, let me grab one in a minute. I was doing something. I think I was making a fucking birdhouse. She took it upon herself to go in my backpack and grab a pencil. When she did, she saw a medicine bottle full of weed, and she didn't fucking waste any time. She, like, can I use the bathroom? And just up and ran to the fucking top.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and when I walked over to my backpack, I looked, I seen somebody had been in it, and I fucking stashed the weed, and they came in, and they asked to search my bag, and of course they found it.
Bro, I got an opposite story of that. I had where...
You told on somebody for fun? I'm just kidding.
No. Like, somebody else got in trouble, and then they realized I had some on me, and they were like, here, let me hold it. That way, if anything happens, it's on us, type shit. Like, they got the whole class in trouble, and everybody was getting searched over something. This was my senior year of high school. I'll say their first name, and you'll probably figure out who they are, because there's people, you know, whatever, it's a first name. Chris and Raymond. You probably figure out who they are if I say that.
At least
one of them. Okay.
Yeah.
And one of them might have stole somebody's iPad or some shit. I don't know. I don't know exactly what happened. I wasn't in there when this happened. I got to class late. I was doing my own thing. And next thing I know, the teacher's like, who was it? Miyagi, the one we used to call Mr. Miyagi, the security guard.
The security guard. The other one was Mark.
Him, vice principal, and somebody else came down there too, right? And they're wanting to search people's bags. But before they got there, the teacher was like, yo, if you have anything you don't want them to find in your backpacks, I'm going to close my eyes, open my desk drawer, you can just put whatever you can in there, right? People's putting cigarettes, lighters, shit like that in there, right? So I put my lighter in there. And I'm thinking, crap, what am I going to do with my weed? Because I had a pipe and some bun on me, right? Well, the homie Raymond was like, I guess he might have been the one that did it. And he knew what was up. And I was like, bro, I don't know what the fuck. I'm fucked right now. And he's like, so they went down his row and searched him. They're clean, right? As they're going to start my row, I'm like mid-row. He walks by me, grabs all my shit, and walks over to his, you know, shit, and, like, they dump my backpack, bro. All they find in there is literally some seeds, right? But, they didn't know what they were. I was just like, oh, hey, my sunflower is, you know, like, fucking around, right?
My sunflower.
And they went on their way. Now, I have another story where I got narked on, and I'll fucking say this dude's name because he was a piece of shit. I don't know if you remember this dude, Matt. He was only around my senior year. He was, I think, a junior. Might have been your grade.
Matt,
his last name was, I want to say, I want I want to say his last name might have been Matthews.
Goofy Eye? He had one Goofy Eye?
Maybe. He just moved there from, like, out of town and was started kicking it with me and Jude and a few of our other old friends. And he was dating one of the homegirls. And he was kicking it all with us at the chick's house one night. We're all smoking and drinking. Everything went good, right? Nothing happened. I get to school Monday. He comes up to me, right? And I'm talking to Josh, our other homie Webb, and another homie, right? And I'm just sitting there, and he comes up to me. He's like, bro, I want to apologize now. And I'm like, apologize now for what? He's like, they're going to call you in the office. And I'm like, why are they going to call me in the office? He's like, I told my dad what I did, and he told the school. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, all right, bro, whatever. And I didn't get mad. I went into, like, what the fuck, what I'm going to do mode. Well, Webb goes, let's just switch backpacks, bro. And I'm like, yeah, let's just switch backpacks. I knew I was getting called in the office. I get called in the office. They pull out all of Josh Webb's, I guess I say his name. They pull out all of Josh Webb's fucking binders with his name on all the papers. Didn't say a word to me. They were like, just keep what you do outside of school. I was like, okay.
That's fucking hilarious. That is so much better than me. I got caught in the welding room smoking over by what I thought was the empty tanks, but it wasn't. It was the full tanks. So that was a fucking danger. So me and I think his last name was like West Thornberry or something like that. You know who I'm talking
what?
About.
That sounds so sounds so familiar.
Yeah, it's like Billy or something. But he was friends with all of them, and
I
had just gotten out of some purple Kush, man, and I loved it, and I was super proud of it. So I was like, of course I have to smoke in class. So I went in the back and put my overalls on, and we started smoking. We got so stoned we thought that we were using, because we were blowing the smoke into our overalls, thinking that was like filtering out the smell, which it wasn't. And when we walked out from behind the fucking thing, man, we walked out from by this empty tanks. What we thought was empty tanks turns out it was full ones. Everybody in the class was like standing there, like coughing and making this big ass scene. And I was like, oh no. So reality hit me in the face pretty quick. And I tried stashing everything. So I gave my buddy, Emilio, the weed. And I don't know what he did with it. It disappeared. I gave my buddy Tony the pipe. It was like a little Chillum's little sneak-a-toke thing and a little tie-dye tube. I gave it to him, and he put it in his locker. Except him and I share fucking lockers.
Ooh.
And, yeah, as you can tell, when the cops went in the locker, they just found my fucking shit just sitting in there chilling. So they all tried. You know, Emilio succeeded. Tony failed miserably at getting rid of the evidence that they built on me, but that's probably one of my least proud moments of like something I done stoned. Hey, I'm gonna smoke in class. The whole building stunk, man. I just took off. I like tried to spray myself down with Axe body spray, but not enough douchebag in the world to get rid of that smell. So.
Oh, bro. So. I have a new segment I want to try. I think you'll like it. It's called Drugs or Florida. I guess also it could be drugs in Florida too. So
yeah,
I could throw you off of that.
It
could be drug related in Florida.
Florida man, bro. He's probably high on everything when he does the shit he does. You know? All
right, I got three of them. I want you to let me know. All right.
Right.
Man caught sticking his dick. All right, you ready? Man
sticking
his dick in cop car tailpipes, and he says he was just fucking the police. Is he on drugs or is he in Florida?
That's a Florida man.
You are correct. That would be a Florida man. I don't think drugs are involved.
Oh, yeah, drugs were definitely involved.
In Florida.
He was in Florida when he did it, so that's why it had to be so crazy.
All right. Gator bites man's nipple off while diving in a swamp looking for a treasure chest.
I mean, that's either Florida man or Louisiana man. Not saying drugs weren't a factor, but that's definitely Florida shit.
So are you going with drugs in Florida?
Yeah.
You were so close. It was meth in Louisiana. New Orleans.
Oh, my God. It was meth in I said, it was either that's either Florida or Louisiana. So that was meth in, that was a guy on meth in Louisiana diving for treasure and got his nipple bit off. That's good.
Poor Gator. He was up for days. But all right. And last, man fucks a tree, runs around naked yelling, "I am Thor."
Ooh, definitely drugs. Was it in Florida?
Probably.
I'm just gonna be safe, and I'm just gonna say Florida man on drugs.
You are correct, but can you name the drug? Dun 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 dun. Bonus
he
round.
The tree. So we're gonna go either some kind of stimulant. I'm gonna guess either mushrooms, meth.
No, it's gonna be something that's not a normal one.
Oh, so it'd be acid or DMT or ayahuasca or peyote or MDMA.
Close. Probably it's probably all that mixed together because I really don't know what's in this.
Is it called a Jeffrey?
You probably will. No, it's called a flocka.
A flocka. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Is it that bad, bro? I'm not sure.
Flocka doesn't sound. I mean, I don't even know what it is, but if it's anything like the rapper, it's
like,
scary.
All right, I'm going to look it up. Hold on. All right. You talk for a minute. I'm going to look up what flocka is.
Flocka. I can't get over the fact that he was fucking a tree and saying that he was Thor. That's blown.
I don't know what Thor movie that's from, but I'm guessing.
I guess he didn't have a problem getting wood, huh?
What is flocka? What is flocka made of? That's probably the best thing to look at here. Flocka is a white or pink crystal synthetic drug that is chemically similar to bath salts. It is usually made from the chemical alpha PZP.
So you're telling me that they took bath salts, which is a synthesized methamphetamines, and they made a synthesized version of bath salts, and people thought that this was a good idea.
Chemical similar to bath salts. It's usually, pretty much. It's usually imported from China, Pakistan, or India.
The
drug is potentially highly addictive stimulant. What is the chemical? Let's see what this is. Okay, it has alpha-pyrrolidinephenylpyrrolidinol. I can't fucking pronounce it. Sounds like a made-up fucking word. Flocka is simply from K-H-A-T. Cat?
K-H-A-T. Bro, I have been out of the drug scene for 5 years, 6 years now, and I'm telling you that I don't recognize any of the things they're saying right now.
It was first discovered in 1963. The central nervous system.
They call it K-H-A-T.
ADHD.
So is that like...
Cop?
So it's
a form
of
cop.
I thought that was like Adderall, Ritalin.
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I was a pharmaceutical. I was like a street pharmaceutical, like pharmaceuticist, but I was not like that.
If any of our listeners know anything about flocka, enlighten us.
Keep the information to yourself. I don't really care to know. I really don't.
Keep it to yourself. Unless it's a funny story about it, then we do want to hear that.
Yeah, if it's a funny story, that's cool. But if it's like, you know, I've seen on the news where people, like, I got high on that bath salt and started eating people's faces. Like, this is a show about weed, man, and I'm cool with sticking to that in that aspect because that shit scares me, man. Imagine just walking down the street, you see some dude take a bump off something out of his hand and he turns into a fucking zombie. I'm not cool with that.
Nah, that's just That's like, what was it, like 10 years ago when all that fake weed was going around? What was it called?
Oh,
Spice?
God. Spice. Or K2. So, funny story about that one. I was at a rehab. I was trying to evade a prison sentence, but eventually it just turned into more prison sentence. So, a friend of ours, a very good fish friend of ours, was bringing me Spice. So I got to prison. You know, I didn't smoke anything for quite a long time. And then a buddy of mine came through, and he was like, hey, man, I got some sticks. You know, sticks is just keyword for a joint. Me and a really good friend of mine, Jay Woods, we stand back, and we put our back on the fence, and we start smoking on that. I mean, it fucking tasted weird, you know? Tasted fucking off. And, you know, we kept smoking it, trying to figure out what the hell we were smoking. By the time we were done with it, we were just like, man, that's fucking tasted weird. Do you feel anything? I don't feel anything. You don't feel anything? We stood there quietly for, I don't know, a good 5-10 minutes, and he looks at me, and I look at him, we look at each other, and we look at the basketball courts where these two kids are playing basketball. Mind you, these are two kids not bothering anybody. And he looks at me, he says, you hear these motherfuckers talking shit? I says, yes, I do. What are we going to do about it? He's like, oh, you already know. So we, on the sly, thinking we're fucking just 10-foot tall and bulletproof, walked right up to these kids and just proceeded to embarrassingly beat the shit out of them. I'm talking like the guards were like, okay, they're done. You know what I mean? And they weren't bothering anybody. They were just playing basketball. It was the damn Spice made me hear shit.
Oh, wow.
Never again.
Dude.
Yeah. Never again.
Well, let's see. Let's get into the ad for this week, guys. So, tired of your weed making your room smell like weed? Then stop spraying Febreze and Axe to hide the scent. Try Dr. Hank Pepper Seuss's new smell-reducing bong. That's right. The smell stays in the bong and the THC goes into your lungs. It's a win-win. So reduce the smell of your next hot box with the Kush Daddy bong today. And what were you going to say about
cool.
Axe? Axe is for...
Axe is for douchebags.
Dude,
yeah.
If somebody... Like, we got to talk about this one off air because I have an idea for that.
You
like,
have a
I
what?
Think that might be possible.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I used to wear Axe and I was a douchebag.
Not the Axe thing, but the smell-reducing bong. I think that could be a possible thing.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. Self-contained bongs have been theorized for a long time. I mean, they talked about it on Harold and Kumar in Guantanamo Bay when they thought he was making a bomb. Yeah, there's definitely some money to be made in a full-containment smoking device, apparatus.
So, what is our strain of the week?
Okay, we were going for terpenoline. Was our terpen that we were going for? Hold on, I was having to get the kiddos some juice. All right, let's go pull it up here. We have terpenoline. Last week, we did... what was it? Hare, Jack Hare.
Yeah.
And I wanted to start doing on a terpenoline dominant so sorry, hold on, I'm trying to pull it up.
Well, while he's pulling it up, guys, I'll go over a few things for we are having a mystery podcast that we're starting. Believe it's going to be called either Curious Minds or Suspicious Minds. We all haven't took our team vote yet, but that's going to start next month. And our first mystery that we're all going to try to solve is the Alaskan Triangle. If you haven't heard of it,
yes.
Look some of it up, guys. It is fucking crazy. There's a lot of disappearances. I don't want to get too much into it now because, you know, we're going to save it for the big show, but let's just say some of our theories involve aliens, some of our theories involve pirates, and some of our theories just involve theories. So be on the listen for that next month.
Did you say theories?
Yes, I said theories. You're like, it's not a theory. I know it's a fact.
Fairies are facts. I mean, I've been to San Francisco during Pride Month. It's not like a very... Was that too much? Was that, I think it might have been too much.
No, you're good. We still got listeners. You're fine.
All right, cool. Okay, so I'm sorry, I got lost in the thing here, and I pulled up a list of those terpenoline dominant strains, and Clementine is the one I wanted to do for today. It's high energizing. It's a sativa dominant strain, but it's made from crossing Tangy, or like tangerine, the mother for tangerine sky and everything like that, and it's lemon skunk.
Okay.
So it's got that super citrusy, like, you know, you have the tangerine flavor and then you have lemon flavor. I mean, dog, like, how much more summery can you get? It's got such a sweet and like citrusy aroma. It's probably one of my favorites for like wake and bake, because it's real high energizing. You know, you don't want to just smoke it and then pass back out for like 4 or 5 hours. You want to get up and, you know, brush your teeth. You want to fucking do all kinds of shit. Like I said, it is a sativa dominant. It's very high energizing, uplifting, focused. Every flavor for as far as citrus, basically, the flavors that it has is orange, citrus, lemon, I mean, tangerine. You get all of those really, really sweet flavors, and the smell is amazing. On average, I think we're looking at maybe 18 to 20% for the THC consistency. It does have, on average, 1 to 1.2% for the CBG, which is one of those other cannabinoids that really, really help out with the morning time stuff. And if you ever take a look at it, man, it's very vibrant with its orange hairs and lime green at the base. It's got everything we would have ever looked for in bud when we were kids. It's one of the ones that's really good for, depression, right? But at the same time, if you smoke too much of it, when you have like terpenoline or when you have high sativa strains, sometimes you get a headache, man. Sometimes you get a little paranoid, and sometimes you get a little anxious. I don't really have those effects, but some people would. Pretty easy strain to grow. Anytime you're dealing with like sativa dominant plants, man, they pretty much can fucking exist anywhere. But Clementine was the one I was wanting to do today, and well, that is the strain of the week now, I guess. It's spoken into existence. But next week I think I wanted to talk a little bit about Jack the Ripper. I mentioned how we've used Jack the Ripper for one of the maternal plants for the Jack Hare, but I really want to get into that one next week. It's also terpenoline dominant strain. But Jack the Ripper is a personal favorite of mine. So Clementine was this week, and we'll get into that next week. Well, and that's the strain of the week, man.
All right. And you guys hear it. Next week's going to be what, Jack the Ripper, you said?
Jack the Ripper, yeah. Jack the Ripper, that's the strain that I want to go for next week.
All right.
Real quick note on that Alaskan Triangle one. It's, the more I look into this, the more I'm interested at the researchers that go missing while trying to do, you know, little obvious little, like, you know, research projects out there in the middle of BFE in Alaska. And some of these guys have, like, hired trackers and things like that to go out there with them, and they end up disappearing. It's pretty insane, so I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, some of the stories that I've been looking up to you, bro, it's just crazy. A whole plane. A whole fucking plane.
Yeah. Not just any plane, an Air Force plane that was having radio contact talking about weird lights surrounding the plane.
So there's a lot of craziness, and I think it's going to be a long episode when we do this. So I believe we're going to probably do 2 hours, and if we have to, we'll do a part two. You know, we'll keep going with it. But I feel like it's going to be a good little mystery. All right, man. Well, let's get to our high five fan questions.
Absolutely.
First one's for you. Danny, uh-oh. Worst experience with a bong?
Worst experience with a bong? Trying to run from the cops at Omar's party while holding a bong, jumping over.
It's not trying to hit that 9-footer or whatever the hell it was, or 12-footer.
No, the 6-footer. No, that 6-footer was. That 6-footer was something special, man. That was a party piece, but no, I think it was when we were over at that party out in the counties, man, and somebody yelled the cops was there, and I took off running, and I had this little bong in my hand, went to jump over the fence, and it broke and splashed bong water all over me, and then I cut my hand on the glass, and then...
Was it you or one of the other homies that I was running by going down that canal, and I ran by like a sand pile, and somebody just grabbed me and pulled me over, and all you see is sand fly up?
That was me. I was running next to you, bro. Yeah, I honestly didn't know what got you. I thought maybe it was like a graboid or one of those, like, you know, earthworm things. But, yeah, no, I remember that specifically. I remember why they were there, too. Oh, yeah.
To catch fat people running.
Yeah, whoever did a lot of beer runs at that time was real making it hot.
Oh, damn. All right.
Yeah.
Tammy Two Toes wants to know, best Hostess snack cake.
Zuzu's.
I'm a Twinkie man. Zuzu's.
Makes sense. I think that's what those are called, right? The little chocolate ones with the, like,
maybe.
Like the chocolate breaded ones. Yeah, I think they're called Zuzu's.
Nah. Let's see.
Do we have to be
Sonic
specific, like to Hostess?
Let's just say any snack cake. It can be Little Debbie. It can be Hostess. We'll just go with that.
Man, I don't know. They have these strawberry shortcake.
Strawberry shortcakes. I'm throwing that in there, too.
Yeah, yeah. And anything with the name cream pie, because it's funny.
About the moon pies. Are you a moon pie guy?
Moon pies? Yeah, man. I'm a moon pie kind of guy. Are we talking about, like... Are we doing this, like, figuratively, like, talking about, or are we talking about actual moon pies? Because those things are disgusting.
All right, we're going to move on to the next question. Sonic the Piglet asks, snow or sand? I'm a sand man. That's what I grew up in. I'm not big on the snow.
Did he say snow or sand?
Yep.
Oh, that's a pretty simple question. Snow sucks. You can't drive in snow.
Yeah.
You can drive in sand, though.
Yeah. Our next question is from Arnold Governator III. Wants to know, favorite state to visit? California. The weather's nice. You get to see hot chicks in bikinis, and the weed's good.
I mean, but that's any coastal fucking place these days. California, I don't know. I'm scared of California, bro. I think.
Not Nevada.
My favorite.
Yeah, Vegas.
Nevada, yeah. Specifically Las Vegas and Reno. Yeah. I could go off on the stories with that place, but yeah, definitely Vegas, Laughlin. Nevada is definitely one of my favorites as far as, like, what the gambling thing goes. But I think as far as, like, I don't know, wholesome, down home, like, God, it just depends. Am I going with you guys or am I going with my kids? You know what I mean?
Let's say you're going on a family vacation. What's your favorite
family vacation?
State,
we're
like,
going to go to, like, Idaho, Montana.
Something safe.
Places with, yeah, something with, like, big open spaces where there's not a lot of people around and, you know, and tons of stuff to do outdoors, like Idaho. Has some of the best river rafting you've ever seen. the hunting and, like, you know, the outdoorsy stuff, the fly fishing and all that stuff that they have out there is off the chain. Washington State is one of the biggest ones for, like, salmon. So all that water flows through in the same rivers. So, that you know, that region. Now, if I was going with, like, let's say a guy's trip, man.
Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas. Yeah, Vegas.
Reno
for sure. Or,
and the chicken ranch.
Fucking Portland,
the chicken
Oregon.
Ranch. Chicken ranch in Nevada.
Ah, yeah. No, I don't know. Nay, nay, bro. I have a life to live, you know?
I've heard stories.
Well, let me fucking tell you as a survivor, homeboy, there ain't nothing to play with. But
my grandpa used to stop by that place.
So, I think if I was going to pick a place for us to go, like, as for all of us as friends to meet up somewhere, it would be Portland, dog. Portland, Oregon, you can eat a burrito, play a slot machine, drink a beer, and have a lap dance all at the same fucking time.
I'm in. Let's go right now, bro. I'll meet you there.
Yeah. Portland is like the smut capital of the country, bro.
I'm not even fucking around, bro. Let's go. All right, guys. We're going to have to end this show early. We are going to Portland.
Fuck it. My bag's already packed, dog. I keep one in
the
closet.
It won't take me 3 minutes. Yeah. All right. We got one more question. Nerdy Nerdison asks, favorite Power Ranger, the green one.
Pink Ranger was my favorite.
Are you? Because she's hot? Is that what you're going with?
Yeah. No, definitely. Her name was Kimberly. She was the Pink Ranger.
Like looking,
she was, like, my biggest.
Like looking back
first
now,
crush.
Yeah, she was like my first crush. Yeah, I was about to say, but like she was like everybody our age's first crush.
Yeah, it was the Pink Ranger, or it was Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Topanga. Dude, wouldn't that suck to be fucking her and have to, like, scream her name out there in sex? You're like, Topanga.
Oh, it's definitely her. her name's normal in real life, but yeah.
Yeah, her name in real life is, like, Danielle Fisher.
Danielle something like that. Yeah, it's Danielle something another. Topanga, though, was hands down Topanga, Pink Ranger, and then what was the other one? Jessica Alba, I think it was.
Oh, yeah, Jessica Alba was hot, bro.
No, Beale.
Who?
Beale. Jessica Beale was my favorite. Jessica Beale from Seventh Heaven, dog. She's the one
that
married Justin Timberlake,
dude.
I think.
Okay, yeah, she's fine, too, yeah.
Yeah, she was at, I don't know, I was in the era of, like, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears was older than me, so, like, we're like, my same age, so it's...
See, I wasn't a big fan of Britney, like, look-wise and all that. Like, she's cute and everything, but...
No.
Christina
Aguilera,
when she first started, she was sexy as shit. And then she got kind of eh. And then Pink was kind of cute there for a while, too, and then she got kind of iffy.
I don't know, bro. Pink always looked at me like a dude. You know what I mean? Like, she always looked at me like a, like, I don't know if I wanted to take her on a date or get my ass.
I know. I mean, that's what I mean when she got iffy. This is like when she first started before that. When she had the long hair.
She was never really
like
pop star fucking. Yeah, she really wasn't like the pop star thing. She had the hair. She's always had the short haircut, hasn't she?
She had, it was always short, but it was longer than what she did there for a little bit. There for a little while, she had like the, not like a buzz cut, but like that short
haircut.
The but this was right before that. Yeah. This was right before that when it was still kind of longer. Not like just long, but kind of like.
Yeah, I was never, I had, I, Pink was never really my, was never.
Or,
I don't know,
Who was that other chick, dude, that was fucking. She sings that song, I Was a Skater Boy. Or, see, like,
oh, Avril Lavigne.
Skater Boy or whatever. Yeah, her.
Avril Lavigne. Yeah, no, she was one of my favorites because the whole, like, you know, rebellious punk rock thing. That was until I, like, listened to the Ramones and actually knew what punk rock was. But this is back when I was like, oh, Blink-182 is a music group. You know what I mean?
Hey, Blink-182 is pretty good, bro.
No, they're not.
Don't be hating on Blink-182.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Blink 182.
You can hate on Sum 41 all you want, but you leave the Blink out.
Yeah, Sum 41 sucked. I was never like a My Chemical Romance kind of guy. You know what I mean?
Oh, dude, I couldn't tell you none of their shit. I couldn't even tell you if I know I've heard one of their songs, but I couldn't tell you what it was and when it was or what it was.
Yeah, I know that if you had the haircut like they did, I didn't really talk to you.
What, the emo look? See,
I put
that up to Green Day, because Green Day came back, when they came back after that, like, 3 or 4 year hiatus, dude came back with,
yeah,
like, the dark hair, and, like, yeah, he, so I blame that whole emo thing on them coming back with that, Boulevard of Broken Dream bullshit they did.
Not a fan. Yeah, like, I was, like, Jack White, you know what I mean? I like the White Stripes.
White Stripes are good.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, the Ramones, The Who. I was more like an old school kind of like, you know, I did like Weezer though. I did like Weezer.
Weezer has some good songs. You ever heard of a band called
Rising.
The Darkness?
Yes. Yes, I have.
I like a couple of their songs because they got that old school vibe to them when they do it.
Yeah, exactly, and that was what I looked for. You know, of course, I was always going to be a Sublime fan.
Sublime, for sure.
Yeah. I had a short little phase of where, like, some of the Cottonmouth Kings music was all right, but then, like,
But, like, once you listen to the song once, you're just like, okay, that's a song about weed. You know, like, smoke your weed.
Say goodbye, say goodbye to the... that's catchy, right? But, like, their fan base is actually what deterred me from furthering their fan
base.
Well,
we knew one homie that wore nothing but their T-shirts and shit, remember?
He's part of the reason why I didn't like to adventure.
He's the reason why.
one of them. I'm not going to lie. Their fan base really... It's like Limp Bizkit, bro, or like ICP. Like, I can listen to some ICP records, but if you ever sit in a room with juggalos, like those kind of hardcore juggalos for more than 5 minutes, you're homicidal.
It's an acquired taste for sure.
yeah. No, I mean, some of the Cottonmouth Kings music was cool, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was funny, it was, you know, whatever, but their fan base.
Yeah, it's kind of like the whole ICP bullshit. Like, yeah, they got, like, one of good okay songs. I'm not going to lie. But it's their people that run around dressing like clowns that get my news. All right, man. We got about a minute left of the show. I'm going to go ahead and say, everybody tune in Friday for a King's Court. Maybe, tune in Monday for an Ask Me Levi's. Tune in next Wednesday for The Stash, hosted by the two coolest guys on the airwaves ever. Us, of course. Duff.
I don't know, man. And I don't know about the best ever.
With all that being said, remember, guys, always roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasting. Dun, dun, dun.